Yes, indeed, 99.1 and 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. It's FM talk the way it should be. Local, 884-9910, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Participate any way you would like. You can also listen to the podcasts. Seems like we have to have the podcast up there for Dave just so we can listen on his way home every day at 991fmtalk.com. Just go to our website and there's a tab at the very end that says podcasts. So you just click on that. So like I said, I love getting your emails. And I just got one from, it looks as though my soul sister, who's just actually my age as well. So let's do this. Thank you, Hillary Sheevy, for nothing. Thank you for making this city a corruptive, disorderly, and financial disaster. Thank you for the gothic graffiti on many buildings that are repulsive. I don't remember her asking if I wanted my tax dollars to support that. It's unattractive and useless. Well, Renee, she's pandering to her crowd. My father is very fortunate at the ripe age of 91 to be in good health and live on his own and be able to get out to the movies, lunch, or fun with the great-grandkids when he wants. I work hard to keep him out of those old folks' homes. Yesterday, my father brought to my attention the fact that RTC Access bus system has eliminated the no-cost 1 mile around downtown Virginia Street route trips. He depended on and enjoyed the fact that he could remain independent in a safe manner to enjoy some leisure on his own time. To enjoy downtown living in upgrading the business district 4 years ago. Oh, wait a minute. And to enjoy the so-called business district, he loves the movie theater and reading. The library has been taken over with the homeless. We have invested downtown living in upgrading the business district 4 years ago. We love it, but what a disaster. Thanks for pandering, Hillary. She wastes so much money. It's getting worse. It is getting worse. And it will continue to get worse because they keep getting reelected and they keep figuring, well, if we can get away with this, we'll just keep, you know, it's the same thing with the flower pots. Really clean up the other situations before you just put flower pots out and call it a day. I was watching somebody water one of those flower pots and it just, it's like, just the water's pouring out of it, and they're just standing there putting more water into it. It's like the water is just flooding out and flooding into the drain system. The artwork being destroyed. And really? RTC? You eliminated the no-cost 1 mile around downtown? Just another one of those, you know, Transit Commission. Let's go pull up and see who sits on the Transit Commission. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 right now, though, and check in with Kelly. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, I'd like to shovel a little coal into your train engine there and just let the folks in the Reno-Washoe County area know that according to the utility provider for electricity, that they did a block deployment of smart meters in 2010 and then again in 2012. And I remember seeing in the newspaper in the September Reno Gazette Journal, it might have been the 14th, back in 2014, there were suspicious fires that were being investigated and that possibly the smart meters were implicated in that. And I had been researching UN Agenda 21, and I saw an $88 million stormwater catchment and drain system that was built in Reno. And I think they get about 7 inches of rain a year. And then I saw that styrene was showing up in the tap water and found out that it's a male sterilant. And I think that might have something to do with people not having the gumption to show up at these public meetings during public comment and point these things out to their neighbor, that you've been intruded and invaded upon, and it's wrong. And the Public Utilities Commission needs to get out from behind their desk and start meeting with and talking to the local folks there, because you deserve a lot better than what you're getting. And thank you for your covering these interesting topics.
Kelly, thank you so much for the phone call. And you know, if it weren't for you letting me know what's going on as well, because there's too much to cover. I mean, this is the things that we should, is this the quality of life that you want? Remember, all of those homeless encampments you see along the Truckee, that little strip of water there, that's your drinking water. That's where the fish live that the fishermen go out and catch. And really, you want your husband or wife down at the Truckee not only fishing with the problems that are down there, but taking that fish home and cooking it and eating it? We have so many big problems here, and we are not that big of a city. We should not have to be dealing with some of these issues. And yet, with city council members not tackling these things head on, they're putting in collectives. The neighborhood advisory boards were already there. We don't need more BS red tape and another line of defense against, you know, between us and the city council members as the collectives. Let's go see who's on that RTC. On the board of the RTC, Bob Lucy, Washoe County Chairman, Neoma Jardin, Vice Chair of the Reno City Council, Oscar Delgado, Vaughn Hartung, Ron Smith, Christina Swallow, she's actually the NDOT director. So once again, look at the people who are on these boards. The same people. The same people on the homeless, the Community Homeless Advisory Board, the same people on the RTC. You start going into these different things, looking at, you know, you can just Google anything. Should we go over to the airport board? Should we go over to the utilities? Who's on the utility commission? It's the same people over and over and over. So I just recently resigned, actually, from just my love, from the board of directors as president for the past 6 years of Shakespeare Animal Fund, an organization that I absolutely love. I've put my heart and soul into it because animals can't speak for themselves. And they give us so much. But I don't have time for it anymore because I have to start looking at putting my money where my mouth is. Doing fundraisers to get real people elected because they don't have the money that the corporations, that these big city, you know, politicians keep getting to get the people who will fight for you. Well, there are others that put in twice as much money to keep those people out of office because they don't want their interference. So I felt it more important that I give up what I love to go do something to help the community, to work with people like Paul and Valerie White at Quality of Life Reno, the Stronghold Institute, people who are facing decharacterization from others in the community who have built up their good name. Because, you know, Paul and Valerie have only been here for a couple of years. What do they know about this community? What connections do they have? I don't give a rat's patootie what connections you have. Whenever I think about people with all those connections out there, I'm thinking, okay, they're working an angle here somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're going to be running for something here real soon. You got to watch out for that. Especially when they're lawyers. Sorry, no offense against lawyers. But too many lawyers are in politics right now, whether it be on the local level, on the state level, on the federal level, because it seems those lawyers know how to get around things, how to rewrite things. Doesn't that make you suspicious that so many lawyers are in politics, yet so many bills that are passed and so many, just referendums and everything, they're so vague that you have to actually sue to get things done right. They say it's a time issue. Oh, you know, they just push this through. No, it's not. It's because the lawyers say, well, if we write it this way, then it'll pass, but it's vague enough that we can come back and we can, you know, twist it later. Maybe you should look into why the 13th Amendment was, or did, just disappear out of the Constitution. What is in our water? What is being done to this community? What is being done for our air quality? This is all up to you. It's not up to those elected representatives. Start speaking up. And if you're a parent, wow. Get on to WCSD Rants and Raves on Facebook and start speaking up. If you don't start using your voice, that's when you lose it. 884-9910, whatever you want to talk about today. Start getting these things out into the open, just like Kelly did on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, live with your calls at 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today. And, wow, looks as though the farm has finally been sold. Yep, University of Nevada finalizing sale of the McCarran Farm property out there. What do you think is going to be built on that? Just take a wild guess. Going through some of the news of the day. And it's so funny how you go to the different sites and see what's important, see what's leading the news or what coverage is being done on. And it hurts. It really does. Street vibrations, name change for the Carson City Airport, alien enthusiasts, fiesta, chili cook-off. This is not news. This is entertainment. That's all the news is turned into nowadays, because nobody wants to offend anybody. Nobody wants to dig for the story on things. So what you're getting in the business that I have known for 3+ decades is called fluff. It's called fluff news. So if you're not getting fake news, you're getting fluff news. Where are the stories about our drinking water? Where are the stories that actually take on these ideas? Nobody wants to get in anybody else's face because of the fact that, well, you might need them later on. First time I started ranting about Harry Reid on the air. Yeah, he let us know he was not happy. Refused to speak to me on the air after so many years. Because I turned against him on the air. For so many years was, oh, look, the senator's coming in. Thank you. You know, you have to eat a little bit of that crow, and how does it taste? And if you want to get the big shots in for the interviews, if you want to get them on the air, that's how they hold it against you. But as soon as I started opening my mouth and saying what I felt that he really was, oh, it was pretty much sent right into the newsroom that he would not be on the air with us anymore. And that he would only be speaking to reporters. But then again, it's only speaking to reporters who print or file what you want them to. Still, open invitation. Vaughn, Bob, Bonnie, anybody can come on this show and speak your piece. But no private talks and no private meetings beforehand. There is nothing in this lifetime that you need to say to me that you can't say directly on the air. You can even call in if you don't want to sit in the studio. Oh, I'm on the air. I'm in session. I'm in, we're getting ready for the meeting. Well, I guess they are busy, because if you look at the different boards around town, all the same elected representatives seem to be sitting on all these different boards that are making all of these decisions. These pre-made decisions, I might add, before they even have public comment. They've already made up their minds. So basically, for public comment, you need to start coming in and trying to change their minds. Usually they're a little bit more open to that as election season draws closer. But if you'll notice, the thing that is missing from all of these boards are the actual experts. The people who work in the industries. You know who I'd like to see on the board of the RTC? I'd like to see a road worker. I'd like to see a bus driver. So they know what is actually going on in different situations. Nope. just the elected representatives. On the board of CHAB, anybody that actually works with the homeless, any housing services, any job service, no, just those elected representatives, no experts. KKFT is the home of Fox News. Let's get a little quick break here. Wonder how that impeachment process is going. Might just find out. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, and I'm glad they had a little something there on Fox News about the trade talks with China and what's going on. And just really appreciate what Donald Trump is doing for this country as president. The man is making a difference. You know, sometimes you just have to follow the trails and look things up for yourself. Do a little digging. Because God knows you're not going to hear it in the media. So I was educating myself on the Daybreak Project, which, by the way, if you didn't hear, the city council voted yes. Guess they don't want to take on the lawsuit. I mean, it was 4-3. It was close. But again, as I said earlier, it's damned if they do, damned if they don't. But damn them for getting into that situation in the first place and letting the city attorney do negotiations that they say they didn't know about. So who are these people that are putting this on? So I just looked at Newport Pacific Land, because that's the company that's, you know, doing the development. It's amazing what you can find out on the internet, and then when you start putting things together. So why did I mention Trump and China? Let's see. Derek Chen is the chairman and founder of Chenco Holding Company, LLC, Las Vegas-based investment holding company. He's on that board of Newport. You start going through his credentials. Mr. Chen is also the co-founder of China Prosper Investment Management Company, a mainland China NDRC licensed private equity management company. It's all tied in, people. I know we want to work on the minutia here, but you got to look at the big picture. People coming in from not out of state, out of country, and buying up property in America. Buying out housing in America. Just ask yourself why at some point. Why did everybody get so priced out here when they were having all of these, you know, housing wars? What was it? 5 years ago, when people were literally coming and paying cash for things? Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have a home, as long as they can come in with cash and buy up the, you know, properties so they can rent them back to you at the rents they decide. Boy, we are just destroying this country from the inside out. Why? Because we're not watching. We're letting it happen. Why is it that other countries have laws on the books that say foreign nationals cannot come into this country and buy property. And yet here in America, sure, come on in, give us your cash. Buy what you want. Why did China have their own private port here? Bypass customs. So the Daybreak development, now a go. If you're over off of Veterans Parkway, guess what? You're going to have a whole lot of new neighbors. Pete Buttigieg also in the news. He's coming to town. Wants to make sure that Washoe County is blue. For all of you Democrats out there who support the Wolf Pack, do you support the Wolf Pack? Any liberals or Democrats out there support the Wolf Pack? Guess what? Pete Buttigieg, that guy that you're having in town, come speak. He's against professional and college football. Flying around. That toxic masculinity that football players put out. So you might want to ask Pete about that when he's in here in town. Even though he says, you know, it's big where he's at and it helps the economy. But boy, if he were president, Picking up on a little hypocrisy there? How about this one? Democrats descended on Iowa. Guess what they were doing? It was the Iowa steak fry. Grilling up 10,000 steaks. You know where those steaks come from? Those farting cows that are destroying the planet that they want to get rid of. Wouldn't you think that one of those candidates might say, you know, that's kind of hypocritical. But because we want your vote, we're going to go show up and we're going to flip those steaks. We're going to get that Kodak moment. That's what us old people call them, Kodak moment. Now I guess it's that Instagram moment, that social media post that they can put. Yeah, stick some gloves on Joe Biden and a barbecue smock. Have him out there flipping those steaks. Woohoo, look at me. I'm Fun Joe. They were all out there doing it. They are all just a bunch of hypocrites. And if that's the way that you want Nevada, that's the way you're going to get Nevada unless you get out on this National Voter Registration Day and get your friends and neighbors and your future 18-year-olds registered to vote and registering Republican. This path was set for us years ago. Not even years ago, decades ago. They have been screaming we're all going to be dead in 10 years for the last 50 years. What does that tell you? It all boils down to your rights. That's why they're fighting so hard for that Second Amendment to get the red flag laws pushed through. to get certain styles of guns banned. Good old Sheila Jackson, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, was a complete joke on the air the other day. Misinforming once again people, saying that an AR is heavier than 10 moving boxes. Well, maybe if those moving boxes were empty. And then telling everybody that the 50 caliber bullets that it shoots need to be licensed or banned. First off, the majority of ARs shoot 223s. I have a custom-made AR that shoots, don't laugh at me, guys, 22 long rifle. They are purposely spreading misinformation. She cannot be that stupid to say that an AR that she wished at the time she had been holding, if it weighed as much as 10 full moving boxes, she wouldn't have been able to hold it. It is the purposeful spread of misinformation to get more people on their side, to get more people uneducated, just like what they're doing with the school systems. Everywhere. While other countries are making it harder for their kids to graduate, harder, more learning, more important things, all we do is dumb people down. My husband has said it for years. It is the dumbing down of society. And why do you do that? So you can take it over. Democrats have their sights set. Look at the prize Democrat we have in charge of the city of Reno. A 1,000 homes or 1,000 residences in 120 days? As Pee-wee pointed out, impossible. Manpower, materials. I guess that means just signing on the dotted line and passing developments. Remember the big, tiny town in downtown Reno? That affordable housing? For the people who wanted to live small, leave a smaller carbon footprint. The tiny houses that you can watch HGTV and build yourself for 50, 60 grand. Over $200,000 in downtown Reno. Why? Because it's the in thing. They're not seriously working on actual residences people can afford. Believe it or not, but there are some people out there who don't need hardwood flooring. There are some people out there who don't want granite countertops. Do some loft space with open ductwork, and they're happy just to have a roof over their head at an affordable price. What's an affordable price? Oh, well, let's see. Down on the beach in California, you can rent a stinky van or motorhome for $400 a month. So in a community, maybe $500 or $600 a month. These people have no clue on how to solve these problems. Hasn't it gotten tiresome to you yet? KKFT, we're going to wrap up the Monica J Show here in the next segment. If you got something quickly that you'd like to say, 884-9910. Or, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is your station. This is your voice on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. All right. If you want to make a real difference, we all have them. We all have friends that are Democrats or even liberals that just seem to not know what they're talking about. Go out with them. I want to tell you about something and invite you to a non-political. It's not left, it's not right, truly independent. It's information from experts, not bleeding hearts. Really want to see a younger crowd out there. Most of us older folks, we know what socialism is. But you have to retrain the brain of the younger generation. Big meeting, Thursday night, this Thursday, at Casino Fandango. It's the myths and facts of socialism. Doors open up at 6:30. The meeting doesn't start until 7, but it is going to be starting right at 7. So they're going to have a registration, a little social time there. And it is open to everyone at no charge. Professor Robert Morin's going to be there. And this is his specialty. This is what he talks about every single day. You're going to learn the facts. You're going to learn the pros and the cons. And why so many are trying to change it in this country to make us a socialist country. Ready to learn? Ready to educate the kids? Make an evening of it. It's at the Fandango Casino Fandango Ballroom, 3800 South Carson Street in Carson City. It's worth driving in from Fallon, Fernley, Dayton, Reno, Minden, Gardnerville. Come on. This Thursday, and it is open to everyone. Absolutely free. Well, unless you want to stay at, you know, Fandango and have dinner or something like that, which I highly recommend, by the way. Find out for yourself why they're trying to make this a socialist country. Who is trying to bring down the United States of America? Who has been trying to bring down the United States, the good old USA, for so many decades? Basically, since we started. Why there has been so much opposition to this grand experiment. And why people are screaming about Russia collusion with Trump, which is delusional, when we have had outside foreign interference in our elections in every single election we've had. Again, absolutely free this Thursday, Casino Fandango in the ballroom. Registration 6:30, meeting starts up at 7. Don't miss it. Educate yourself so you can even better educate when you come up against a liberal who's spitting and screaming in your face. Shut them down by giving them the facts. Have a great day. I hope you join me tomorrow as we just try and get that information out there on how you're trying to be controlled in every sense of the word. It's 99.1 FM Talk, home of Fox News.